This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Leanne Butkovic. The federal trial against a Kansas City priest facing child pornography charges has been continued until June 4, 2012. The Reverend Sean Radigan had previously been scheduled to go on trial Monday, but his public defender, Bob Kuchar, asked for a continuance, saying he hadn't had time to adequately prepare for the case. Kuchar was appointed to defend Radigan in September after previous lawyers withdrew from the case. Radigan is facing three state child pornography charges and 13 federal charges alleging he possessed, produced, and attempted to produce child porn. The 45-year-old has pleaded not guilty on all charges. Governor Jay Nixon announced today a Chinese province has agreed to increase its imports from Missouri by $100 million over the next 3 years. The governor previously announced that a new agreement with the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade would increase imports of Missouri goods by $1 billion over the 3 years. Nixon said officials from the Hebei province also have agreed to invest an additional $100 million in Missouri. The Obama administration announced today it's moving forward with a program to help students manage their loans. The White House estimates that 42,000 current students in Missouri will be able to lower their monthly payments through the new Pay-As-You-Earn program. The new plan will allow students to take 10% of their discretionary income for a maximum repayment period of 20 years before it's forgiven. MU's interim director of financial aid, Nick Pruitt, says he doesn't want students to abuse this new program.
I hope students won't see this as a mechanism to take out excess student loan debt. What we want students to do is take out the amount of money that is necessary for them to achieve a graduate or an undergraduate degree program.
Pruitt says there's a 27% increase in financial aid applications from students over the past year. MoDOT officials met with community members for public input on state rail plans. KBIA's Ryan Schmidt has more.
MoDOT project manager Christy Jamison says the purpose of the public meetings is to find out how MoDOT can improve its plan.
We need to know what will be most beneficial for the companies that use our freight rail system and for the people who will use our passenger rail service. So it's very important that we know what will be most beneficial to them during this process and just see where they think we can make improvements in both of those services.
Fulton resident Roger Fisher attended a public meeting with MoDOT in Jefferson City last night. He says MoDOT is focusing too much on passenger rail and overlooking tracks that help companies move their products in and out of the state.
They're going to get those materials from outside the country, again sending our money overseas, or they're going to be mining in other states when Missouri's going to get left out, because we simply cannot get the material out of the ground and move to where they process it affordably.
Jamison says this and other comments may influence MoDOT's decisions about the rail services it's providing. The rail plan tour continues with meetings in Kirkwood and Cape Girardeau today and tomorrow. To see the plan, go to the website morail.org. Ryan Schmidt, KBIA News.
The Board of Trustees for Moberly Area Community College approved a grant Monday night that involves the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the design process of a permanent facility for its Hannibal location. Board Chair Rodney Lish says Hannibal locals are dedicated to raising $1 million toward funding the $4 million project.
They've been working hard on through some fairly desperate economic times to try to raise money, and I think they're continuing to do it.
FEMA will cover the extra costs of creating a safe room within the facility to adequately protect people during a storm. FEMA will soon review the proposed design for the safe room. The target for the facility's groundbreaking is 2012, with plans to open in the fall of 2013. The average Missouri family will save some $1,400 a year under President Obama's health care reform law. That's according to a new study by Families USA, a group supporting health care reform. KBIA's Jacob Fenston has more.
When the health care reform law takes full effect in 2014, it will impact everyone, both those currently with insurance and those without. Both groups will be better off, says Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA.
For those who are insured today, on average, they will see a reduction of premiums by $706. And for those who are uninsured, they will receive economic help that averages out to $3,890.
We've seen those claims before, and they haven't materialized.
Michael Tanner is a senior fellow at the conservative Cato Institute.
We know that as of right now, insurance premiums are rising, and in fact, rising more rapidly as a result of the act.
Healthcare premiums are up 9% this year, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Of that rise, 1-2% can be attributed to healthcare reform. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
And for KBIA News, I'm Leanne Butkovic.